नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो नाइन्थ चैप्टर प्रह्लाद स्पेसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स सो वी आर जस्ट डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द प्रेयर्स ऑफ प्रह्लाद महाराज फॉर लास्ट थ्री डेज आई जस्ट रीड दोज वर्सेज सिंस वी आर नॉट रिपीटिंग द verses together. I will just read the previous two verses that we discussed yesterday and day before yesterday. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Brahmadayo Suragana Munayotha Siddhya Sattvaikatana Gatayo Vachasang Prabahai Naradhitung Puruganai Radhunapi Pipru किं तोष्टुमर्हति समे हरि रुग्रजाते मन्ने धनाभिजन रूप तपःश्रुतौ जस् तेज प्रभाव बल पौरुष बुद्धि जोगा नाराधनाय हि भवन्ति परस्य पुंसो भक्ता तुतोष भगवान गजजूथ पाय. And today's verse is Vipradvishar Gunajutaravindanabha Padaravinda Vimukhat Sapachang Barishtham Manne Tadarpita Manovachanehitartha Pranang Punati Sakulang Natubhurimanaha. So I'll read the translation of all these three verses together. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, how is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and all the saintly persons could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words. Although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness, then what is to be said of me? I am not at all qualified. Prahlad Maharaj continued, one may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. If a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog-eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth and life, to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmanas in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. So this is the translation of the last verse, which reads, Viprad Dvishar Guna Jutadar Vinda Nabha पादारविंद विमुखात् स्वपचं बलिष्ठं मन्ने तदर्पित मनोवचने हितार्थ प्राणं पुनाति सकुलं नतु भूरिमानः. इफ ए ब्राह्मण हैज ऑल 12 ऑफ ब्राह्मिनिकल क्वालिफिकेशंस एज दे आर स्टेटेड इन द बुक कॉल्ड सनत सुजाता बट इज नॉट अ डिवोटी एंड इज अवर्स टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, ही इज सर्टेनली लोअर देन अ डिवोटी हु इज अ डॉग ईटर बट हु हैज डेडिकेटेड एवरीथिंग माइंड वर्ड्स एक्टिविटीज वेल्थ एंड लाइफ to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a brahmana, because a devotee can purify his whole family, whereas a so-called brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. So please repeat after me. If a brahmana has all 12 brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth and life, to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is a statement by Prahlad Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities, regarding the distinction between a devotee and a brahmana expert in karmakanda or Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. There are 4 varnas and 4 ashrams which divide human society, but the central principle is to become a first-class pure devotee. It is said in Haribhakti Sudhodaya, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastram Japo Tapaha Apranasyaiva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. If one is born in a high family like that of a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but is not a devotee of the Lord, all his good qualifications as Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya are null and void. Indeed, they are considered decorations of a dead body. In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of the Vipras, the learned Brahmanas. The learned Brahmana is considered best among the divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. But a devotee born in a low chandal family is better than such brahmanas, not to speak of the kshatriyas, vaishyas and others. A devotee is better than anyone, for he is in the transcendental position on the Brahman platform. Mam cha yo abhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. From Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 26th verse. The 12 qualities of a first-class Brahmana as stated in the book called Sanat Sujata are as follows. Gyanam cha satyam cha danam shrutam cha hi amatsyarjam rish titikshanu suya gyanascha danam cha dhriti samascha mahabrata dadasa brahmanasya. The European American devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are sometimes accepted as brahmanas, But the so-called caste brahmanas are very much envious of them. In answer to such envy, Prahlad Maharaj says that one who has been born in a brahmana family but is falsely proud of his prestigious position cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family. Whereas if a chandala, a low-born person, is a devotee and has fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he can purify his entire family. We have had actual experience of how Americans and Europeans, because of their full Krishna consciousness, have purified their whole families, so much so that a mother of a devotee at the time of her death inquired about Krishna with her last breath. Therefore, it is theoretically true and has been practically proven that a devotee can give the best service to his family, his community, his society, and his nation. The foolish accuse a devotee of following the principles of escapism. But actually, the fact is that a devotee is the right person to elevate his family. A devotee engages everything in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is always exalted. Biprad dushar guna juta darav juta juta darabinda nabha biprad di swad guna juta darabinda nabha padar vinda bimukhat swapachang varishtham manne tadarpita mano vachanendriyartha pranan punati sakulam natu bhurimanah. If a brahmana has all 12 of the brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth and life, to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying. So at the beginning of his prayers, Prahlad Maharaj is expressing his disqualification. He is humbly and sincerely admitting that he is born in an asura family. He is born in a demoniac family. He is a demon by birth. And here are all these exalted personalities, the demigods, headed by Brahma. And they have been offering such prayers in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And still the Lord is not pacified. His anger didn't subside. And demigods, including even Lakshmi Devi, were so afraid of the Lord that they couldn't even go near him, couldn't approach him. And then Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, you go. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj is admitting his inability or his humble position. All these exalted personalities did not succeed in pacifying the Lord. Now how I am going to do it? Who am I? A person born in a demoniac family? And in this way he is expressing his inability. But then in the next verse he is pointing out that all these qualifications like knowledge, austerities, penances, ability to perform yajnas, giving in charity, having full control of the senses, being situated in perfected yoga platform, acquiring mystic yoga power. All these things do not satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only thing that satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the devotion to his lotus feet, love to the Supreme Lord. And then he is continuing that statement from the previous verse, in today's verse. He is saying that one may, if a brahmana has all 12 of the brahminical qualities, vipra dvi shad gunant, dvi shad guna, in Sanskrit there is a system of presenting things in a little elaborate way or little poetic way. Like say, for example, here he is actually meaning the number 12, but he is saying 12 he is indicating as 2 times 6. A brahmana with the qualities 2 times 6 in number, that means 12 qualities. Dvi means twice, shad means 6, and guna. Twice, 6 gunas. If one possesses all these qualities, but is not a devotee, and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, if he is not a devotee and if he is not attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is born in the family of a chandala. Now, brahmanas are the highest. In the human society, brahmanas are the highest. There are four classes or four castes: Sudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmana. The brahmana is the highest. And among the brahmanas also there are different levels. Dvija, Vipra. Now Dvija is one who is twice born. Twice born, Dvija means twice born. Who is born twice. The twice born means, and the first birth is the birth of the body from the parents, father and mother. And the second birth is the birth in the spiritual platform. That means the birth, one can say, that is the birth of the soul. First is the birth of the body and second is the birth of, I won't say soul, rather more appropriate will be the birth of the subtle body. First is the birth of the gross body and second is the awareness of the subtle body. And in that, one actually gets purified in his mind and internal senses to become qualified to approach the scriptures. And that qualification comes from practicing and developing certain qualities. Those qualities are sama, dhamma, tapo, saucham, kshantir, arjabam, evacha. Jnana, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma Karma, Sabhavajam. So these are the qualities of a Brahmana. Jnana, Vijnana, Astikam. So these are his qualities. Sama, the first qualification is that he is sense-controlled. Sense-controlled. Dhamma, he knows how to control his internal senses also. So first is the external senses and then equanimity. By controlling his senses, he comes beyond the platform of duality and he sees everybody on an equal level. Samadha and then Dhamma, he practices the control of his internal purification. Then Shocham, he is clean. He is clean in his behavior and activities. And these are the kshanti. These are the qualifications. Kshanti means the quality of forgiveness and honesty, arjavam. And these are the qualifications that actually elevates one to the Brahminical platform. And the process begins with the process of initiation. A spiritual master imparts the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, unto a qualified candidate, and in this way he becomes qualified and receives his second birth. In that respect, Prabhupada said, this second birth takes place through the spiritual master, the father. In this birth, spiritual master is the father, and the Vedic knowledge, Vedas, are the mother. So this is, these are the dvija. And then when one becomes an expert in transcendental knowledge, then he becomes a vipra. Then he becomes a vipra. Veda pathat bhavet vipra. By studying and understanding the Vedas, he becomes a vipra. So, this is the transcendental situation of an individual. And then gradually, he comes to the Brahman-realized platform. Brahma janati iti brahmana. And after Brahman realization, he comes to the platform of devotional service. So generally, it is a gradual elevation from different modes, from the mode of ignorance and passion, one comes to mode of goodness. To be a brahmana means to come to a mode of goodness. But transcending the mode of goodness, when one goes beyond this material nature and comes to the Vishuddha Shakti, pure goodness, then he becomes a devotee. Such a devotee is naturally more elevated than a brahmana. General practice was that one used to be elevated gradually from ignorance and passion to goodness. Coming to the goodness meant coming to the Brahminical platform. And then transcending the Brahminical platform, one used to come to the platform of pure devotional service. But the pure devotional service again is a matter of the mercy of a devotee. So somebody could become, although he did not gradually elevate it, but he could become a pure devotee of the Lord by the mercy of a devotee. Like we have seen the case of Mrigari, the hunter. He was a hunter. He came across Narad Muni, and by the mercy of Narad Muni, he became a devotee. We also have seen the case of Dhruva Maharaj. He was not born in a Brahmana family. He was actually a Kshatriya. But by the mercy of Narad Muni again, he became a pure devotee of the Lord. And in the previous verse, there was another very wonderful incident have been mentioned, and an indication has been given of another one very wonderful incident, that is of Gajendra, the elephant, king of elephant. The elephant king, the king of elephant, Gajendra, was actually cursed. In his previous life, he was a king. And he was cursed by a sage, and as a result of that, he became an elephant. And then one day, while he was playing, sporting with his mates, associates, the other elephants, in a water, in a lake, and in the lake there was a crocodile, and the crocodile actually grabbed the elephant by his feet, and they fought for a long, long time. An elephant, although very powerful, started to lose his strength because the fight was taking place in water. And in water, the crocodile was stronger. So ultimately the elephant was the elephant became drained out of his energy, and when he realized that now he is going to die, he started to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He picked up a lotus with his trunk, offering that lotus to the Lord. He started to offer the prayers to the Lord. And immediately the Lord came. And with his chakra, he cut the head of the crocodile and rescued Gajendra. Now, what to speak of a chandala? Even an animal can become a devotee of the Lord. And when one becomes a devotee of the Lord, then he is situated in a transcendental platform. Transcendental means beyond this material nature, beyond the mode of goodness. So the brahmanas are situated in the mode of goodness. But a devotee is situated in a mode of pure goodness. Therefore, a devotee's situation is higher than a brahmana. And anybody can become a devotee. It is just a matter of reawakening his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody is a spirit soul. Everybody is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody, therefore, has a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A natural relationship, because he is a part and parcel of the Lord. But unfortunately, some living entities forget about their relationship. They sever their relationship with the Lord and they become entrapped in this material nature. And it is not that the relationship is lost, but they are forgetful of that relationship. In this respect, Prabhupada gives an example like of a rich man's, very rich man's son became mad. And when one becomes mad, he doesn't have any recollections, he doesn't know, he doesn't have any awareness who he is, who his father, where his home is. And in that situation, he runs out of the house and he gets lost. Although he is the son of a rich man, but he is struggling to get even a morsel of food. People are teasing him, people are abusing him. People are insulting him. Like mad people are harassed like that by less intelligent people and children. Sometimes they throw stones at him. Like they, so what a distressful situation he is in. All because he forgot who his father is. And in that respect, Prabhupada pointed out that the devotees are like the well-wisher of these mad people. They are telling that, look, your father is such a rich man, why are you suffering in this way? Come, I'll take you to your father. So that is the activity of a devotee. That's the business of a devotee. The purpose of preaching is just like that. To remind everybody that they all are the children of the richest personality, the most powerful personality, most influential personality. So why are you suffering like this? Elaborating on that point, Srila Prabhupada again, or demonstrating that point, Prabhupada again gave another example. He was walking on the beach, Juhu Beach in Bombay. And in Juhu Beach you find many people walk in the morning. They go for a morning walk with their dogs, which is a common sight here also. But in Juhu Beach, there is, you see another sight which is not common here, is that you see stray dogs, pariahs, street dogs. And Prabhupada pointed out, he said, can you say what's the difference between this street dogs and these dogs? You can immediately see the difference. The street dogs are dirty, unkempt, uncouth. They bark, their behavior is so, and they're fighting, they're struggling, just a little bit of food they get, and all the dogs just pounce on that. Who is going to get some? out of it. Whereas the tame dogs, his master is carrying him. Right? His master is leading him. And very gracefully he is moving about being led by his master. And Prabhupada said, see the difference. What's the difference? These dogs have a master, whereas these dogs don't have a master. So that is the situation of a devotee and a non-devotee. Devotees have a master, they found their master, Krishna. Whereas others don't have a master, and that's why they're suffering. They're struggling for their survival. Whereas the devotees are happy. They are led by the master, taken care of their master. So that is the position of a devotee, and anybody can become a devotee. Even a chandal can become a devotee. Even a cobbler can become a devotee. And when one becomes a devotee, what is the meaning of becoming a devotee? Meaning of becoming a devotee is that he understood who he is. He understood that he is the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his master. He knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his friend. He knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his father. That is a devotee. Recognizing the fact that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his father. And submit to him. Submit to him means establish a relationship with him. Accept him. Submit to him actually means accept him. Just accept him. There is no need to submit or surrender. He is already taking care of us. There is nothing that we have to worry about. But it is just an attitude. He is not a person who is with a stick saying, surrender, surrender, not that. He is just waiting. So when will you come back to me? So coming back to him is what is considered to be surrender. He is there. He is already taking care of us. And he is already waiting for us. Now we have to simply recognize that fact. And get rid of our insanity. Get rid of our madness, which is separating us from him. And just accept him. And when we accept him, then our life becomes perfect. We become happy, we become joyful. We become free from anxiety, no more anxiety. Why not? Because we know he's going to take care of me. Like a dog, the dog who has a master. Other dogs may bark at him. The street dogs may bark at him. But this dog doesn't care. He just gracefully moves about. Because he knows his master is there. And he does. When the other dogs come, his master will just say, hush, get out of here. So this is how his master protects him. So when we become Krishna's dogs, Krishna will protect us in that way. It's just a matter of accepting him as our master. And Krishna has given us a choice. Will you accept me or will you reject me? Now the question is, why is that option? Why did Krishna allow us to go away from him? People often ask, why is that option open to given to us? That whether you will accept me or whether you will reject me, that is up to you. That is your independence. You have the independence to decide whether you will accept me or whether you will reject me. Now, Prabhupada is pointing out that this option has been given to us because our relationship with Krishna is that of love. And love cannot be forced. Love cannot be forced. We have to decide whether we will love. Then only it is love. If it is forced, then it's not love, it's slavery. You are forcing. That is not love. Love is spontaneous. Therefore, Krishna actually left these two choices open to us. Whether you love me or not. Love me or not. So if you don't want to love me, fine. You have the option. You can. If you don't want to love me, it's up to you. But if you love me, that will be wonderful. That's what I want. Because I love you. And I want you to love me. We can see that in love affairs, can you force somebody to love somebody? No. Love you cannot. Love cannot be forced. One can appeal, one can woo, one can beg, please love me, please love me. But it's up to the other person to eventually love. You cannot force somebody to love. So similarly, Krishna has left it open to us whether we're going to love Him or not. That is the independence that we have. Whether to love Krishna or not to love Krishna. And when we love Krishna, everything becomes so wonderful. Everything becomes so wonderful means that love actually leads us to joy. And that is what we all are hankering for. We all are hankering for joy. That's about the only thing that we actually need. That's about the only thing that we want. We want joy. Everything that we are doing is simply to get this joy. And that joy will be abundantly available when we develop our loving relationship with Krishna. And this loving relationship is not difficult to develop. It's already there. Krishna loves us. It's up to us now to respond to that love. And when we do that, the moment we reciprocate that love, that love affair becomes complete. And Krishna takes us. Krishna takes us in His embrace. Come back, my dear child. So that is how wonderful, and that's how simple, that's how easy Krishna consciousness is. And Prahlad Maharaj is pointing out that when one becomes a devotee, his position is far superior to that of a highest Brahmana who is not a devotee of Krishna. The perfection of a Brahminical platform is to become a devotee of Krishna. And if one is not a devotee of Krishna, all his Brahminical activities are useless waste of time. And when one becomes a devotee, then he is beyond the Brahminical platform. And anybody can become a devotee. It's not an exclusive right of a Brahmana. No. Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Like, for example, Arjun is a Kshatriya, but he is a pure devotee. Gopis and cowherd boys, they are Vaishyas in Vrindavan. Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, they are demons. Bibhishan is a Rakshasa. Then Mrigari is a hunter. And in this way there are so many instances. Then, as mentioned, Gajendra is an elephant. So this is how it is demonstrated in the scriptures that anybody can become a devotee of the Lord. Anybody. Because everybody is a spirit soul. And every spirit soul has the right to become connected to the Supreme Spiritual Personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Paul. Does anybody have any question? What happened? The telecast was interrupted, Shiva?
No, that's a few seconds ago.
Yes, Rishikesh.
What's the best way to reciprocate our love to Krishna?
By loving Him.
How do you reciprocate love?
I mean, I can say I love you. That is just a lip service.
Yes, start from there. Okay. Just tell him, Krishna, I love you. Just chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Yes, Mother Krishna, please. Good point, yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Krishna.
Question from Rowan Underwood.
Yeah.
If we follow the four principles and chant Hare Krishna, do we then develop automatically the brahminical qualities?
Well, yes, following the four principles are actually leading us to the brahminical platform. But chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is taking us beyond that. Those who follow the four regulative principles, they are in the mode of goodness. They are on the path, they are situated on dharma. And so, if you follow the four regulative principles properly, yes, you'll be situated in the brahminical path. But that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to develop a loving relationship. We are here in ISKCON not to just become brahmanas. We are in ISKCON to become pure devotees of Krishna. So while we are practicing to become a pure devotee of Krishna, then these brahminical activities are just the secondary thing. Yeah, because the practice is not properly executed. You're not practicing the process properly. Like you're chanting, but the chanting is not pure chanting. Offenses are there. Impurities are there. In simple words, we can say that you're taking the food and instead of putting it in your mouth, you're just... So for ages, for years together, you keep on doing that. Will your stomach be satisfied? You have to put it in the right place. When you are chanting, you have to do it in the right way. Not just mechanically utter the syllables of the holy name, but do it properly. That is pure chanting. That what is the purpose of chanting? Fulfill that purpose. As a sincere prayer to Krishna, begging for His mercy, urging to allow to love Him and serve Him.
So, then how do we understand that individuals are not taking up the process properly and are still within the Vaishnava fold? How come they haven't been?
That's Prabhupada's mercy. That's Prabhupada's mercy. By being within the Vaishnava fold, you are making advancement. Just that you are in the Vaishnava, at least the Vaishnava fold is protecting you from falling down into Maya. The moment you step out of the Vaishnava fold, what will happen? Falling into Maya is inevitable. So that is Prabhupada's mercy, that he created this community of Vaishnavas and we can be there and protect, safeguard our spiritual life.
You understand that in order to be in the Vaishnava Association it's mercy, but if you're offensive,
well, then, you see, if you are within fold, and if you, even if you are committing offenses, in Prabhupada's words again, the brothers also fight. But after 5 minutes, they become friends. That fight is not serious. Right? Because they all are in the same family. But when the brothers separate from the family, and then when they fight, oh, that fight is battle of Kuru. That fight becomes a battle of Kurukshetra. All right. Yes.
Sometimes when you're in association with devotees, it can become offensive. So you know you're supposed to do it. You know, you can't control yourself. That's becoming offensive.
As I said, like if you're in the family, then see the father or elder brother chastises the younger brother. The younger brother takes it in right spirit. But if that family relationship is not there and you tell that to another person, what will happen? The person will just, you know, beat you up. Right? So that is the difference, you know. Like, and that is the advantage we have. Like, you know, yes, within our family there is, but still we are within the family. These offenses are not going to become so serious. But offenses will become serious, like if we offend the father, if we go against the father, staying in the family, we try to take over the father's property and drive father out of the family. Now that will be a very big offense. But if we accept the father, then because of our acceptance of the father, our relationships are established as brothers and sisters. And sometimes the brothers fight. Say, you look like a monkey. And the other brother says, what? What did you say? He comes and he beats him up. Then other brothers come and separate them. And then after 5 minutes they forget. But you go and call a person on the street, you look like a monkey, then what will happen? That will lead to a very terrible. And sometimes, actually, the first example probably would have been better. So that you look like a monkey. You look like a bear. And things like that. You know, they fight among themselves, but they don't. It's nothing. It's not serious, because they have a loving relationship. The bottom line is that relationship. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhav. Shivash, why don't you check the sound? It was?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened with